Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WTIC News Talk 1080. Well, he's here.
Yeah, we welcome in First Districtman for Life, Congressman John Larson, representing the 1st Congressional District of the State of Connecticut. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, John.
Great, Joe. Ray, how you guys doing?
We're good. We're good. Nothing unexpected yesterday. The vote along party lines. But I guess, did that expect you? Did you think there'd be some defection?
No, I think it was about, I think you're right. I think it's what it was expected. You know, the whole point of this is, do you think, given everything that's transpired, given all the evidence that's been taking place today, that it's worth looking into? Because this is what it is. The vote yesterday was for the inquiry to continue, but to do so in a more formal setting and with specific rules that are set up, including giving, I think, a great due process to the President of the United States as well. So I think the vote went about as what people anticipated.
Sure, party
but, you know,
lines.
Sometimes it's like watching MSNBC and Fox News. You know, we live in alternative universes.
Well, you're right.
And you, depending upon which side you come from, you tend to agree with the information and data that you hear from that particular source. So I think turning this over to the American people now, having a more public now that the initial phase of gathering data after the whistleblower complaint has been collected will be better for the country as well.
Are there negotiations going on now, John, with Chairman Schiff and the whistleblower's lawyers? Because I don't think right now they don't know if he'll appear or not.
Well, I don't know whether he'll appear or not, and frankly, I don't know whether he should or not. I think because in this highly charged partisan time that, you know, here's a law that's been on the books since 1947. We have to do everything that we can, I think, to protect the integrity of making sure that that legislation stays intact. And in fact, you know, I don't think you need the whistleblower. What you need is, and this is what it all stems down to, you got to stop poking your fingers in the Congress's eyes and saying, I will not cooperate. No one from my office will testify. You're not entitled to that information. Mm-hmm. It's a co-equal branch of government. And recognizing, however politically charged the environment may be, with the Senate being Republican, the House being Democrat, the administration being controlled by a Republican administration, there still is the rule of law, and there still is co-equal branches of government that need to function.
It should
and
be.
I think in large part, that's what this is all about. Is this worth looking into? Is it worth looking into when a whistleblower makes a charge, and you now have had more than 16 different witnesses, and yes, they did come to a hearing, and yes, that hearing was behind closed doors with Republicans. There were about 74 members of Congress, about 47 were Republicans, who had an equal opportunity to ask questions. Now it's in the next phase. There's been no motions or put forward to say that wasn't a vote on impeachment. That was
no,
a vote
just to look into it.
Say, should this inquiry continue? Is this worth looking into? Have we discovered enough in data for us to formalize this? And the real court of public opinion is going to be the American people.
Thank you.
As we go forward.
Can you see, John, any scenario at the end of this process where you would say there's not enough impeachable evidence against the president?
I think that what we haven't heard is the president's and a number of his cabinet members' right. testimony. And so I think we have a responsibility to listen and hear all sides of the argument. The question is, given the information that you've heard and know so far, including most recently Colonel Vindman's testimony, is this a high crime and misdemeanor? Does it rise to that level? Mm-hmm. And given everything else that's transpired, all of that evidence and data taken together, does that amount to a high crime and misdemeanor? And I think that case has to be made, and I've said this from the outset,
yeah.
And I'm glad to see that we'll be going to more of a special counsel like, well, Sam Dash and Fred Thompson
sure.
Back in the Watergate days. But the other question is, there, you know, since I've come to Congress, every single president has had impeachment proceedings brought against them.
True.
And, you know,
bad
whether
luck.
It was whether it was Bill Clinton, whether it was George Bush,
that's right.
Whether it was Barack Obama, and now whether it,
we'll see.
Obviously it's Donald right. Trump.
Hey.
But I do believe that we have an obligation to go through this process. And look at it, even Andrew Johnson was not ultimately impeached. The Senate did not convict
vote
him.
To convict
and that's
him, yeah.
the other thing I think the public needs to understand, that the House recommends. And when I say the public understands, and someone says, oh, no, everybody understands this. I said, really?
No.
77% of the public doesn't know that there's three branches of government.
Huh?
Right.
So, you know, I think this is an obligation. I think, frankly, this is where you guys and the media and everyone plays an important role
getting the word out.
In educating the American people in the civics lessons that they obviously okay. never got, but American citizens are capable of viewing information and then making up their own minds. And
Make
I think
faith.
That that's what this next phase is all about. And we ought to just make sure that that process is fair and open, and there's ample opportunity for due process.
Hey, John, on to another topic, far more pleasant. What are you doing on Thanksgiving?
I'm going to be with you, of course.
Okay, that's good. Now, I just want to make sure. Joe and I have both
we're
you know,
just
become
checking.
Accustomed.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just checking. We want to make sure.
Now, you guys are still running, right?
I'm broadcasting.
Oh,
I'm actually broadcasting
it.
This year, so I'll be in the truck.
Yeah, you
I'll
and
be in
I
the
are.
Truck for 4 miles. So
freezing to John, I'll see you in the trailer, if not before.
John, be good. Thanks for your time.
That's
we appreciate
John Larson,
it.
First District.
Congressman John Larson, First District Congressman for life.
For life.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.